KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Part of the Summit League Big Sky Challenge this week, USD men's basketball at home tonight, hosting Portland State at 7 p.m., while the USD women, they'll be on the road at Portland State, that game at 9 p.m. Central Time. Also coming up this week, it's SDSU volleyball headed to California for the NCAA tournament. The Jackrabbits will face Arizona from the Big 12. That's Friday night at 6:30 p.m. out in California. We also have coverage this Saturday of the FCS playoffs. South Dakota State football will take on the number 3 seed Montana Saturday afternoon in Missoula. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. Central Time. We'll have the pregame show Saturday at 11 a.m. USD football also on the road this week. They'll take on the number 6 seed Mercer. That's at 11 a.m. Central Time. A kickoff down in Georgia in the second round of the FCS playoffs. Baseball Hall of Famers Jim Cotts, along with Ozzie Smith, Tony Perez, Juan Marichal, Ferguson Jenkins, Robin Yount, Alan Trammell, among 16 members of the Contemporary Era Committee that will consider an 8-man Hall of Fame ballot that includes Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Don Mattingly, and Dale Murphy. Each voter can select up to 3 candidates, and 75% or more of the ballots are needed for election. Anybody chosen will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame next year, July 26th, along with players voted in by the Baseball Writers Association. Those ballots will be announced on January 20th. Right-hander Dylan Cease and the American League champion Toronto Blue Jays finalizing a 7-year contract worth $210 million yesterday, the largest free agent deal in Toronto history. Cease turns 30 years old on December 28th. He was 8-12 last year with San Diego with a 4.55 ERA, started 32 games, had 215 strikeouts in 168 innings. Some breaking news overnight in the NBA. Future Hall of Fame point guard Chris Paul says that the LA Clippers are sending him home from their current road trip. The decision puts a twist on what's expected to be Chris Paul's final NBA season. The struggling Clippers currently in Atlanta for a road game tonight against the Hawks. Clippers lost at Miami on Monday night to fall to 5-16 on the season. The 40-year-old Paul is playing in his 21st NBA season. He has strongly hinted that this will be his last. He's a 12-time All-Star, a 4-time All-NBA first-team selection. He has the second most assists in NBA history, but he's only averaging 2.9 points per game and 3.3 assists per game this season. Likely that Chris Paul will end up on another team here later on this year. On the court last night, some Minnesota Timberwolves would get an overtime victory defeating New Orleans 149-142. Anthony Edwards scored 34 of his season-high 44 points after halftime. Also, Rudy Gobert had 26 points last night for Minnesota, including 3 dunks in overtime and 13 rebounds. Meanwhile, New Orleans, they've got the worst record in the NBA at 3-19. They've lost 13 of their last 14 games. Oklahoma City improved to 21-1 on the season. Thunder would hold off Golden State 124-112. Boston Celtics over the New York Knicks 123-117. Boston's Jaylen Brown with a season-high 42 points. For more sports, check us out at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.